You are on the earth plane to learn to discriminate between the different types of desires that rise from within the very core of your own being. The older and more experienced in soul age you are, the easier it is for you to distinguish between the ones that rise from your lower earthly nature and the ones that come from me, your highest or God self. You may still find that your small earthly self desires the things of the earth and is driven by the urges of your lower animal nature, but given time you are less and less likely to succumb to its temptations. To enable you to rise above them, you first have to recognize them for what they truly are. You are in this life to gain mastery over all aspects of your earthly nature. Your spirit and soul must be in charge of your vessel, your earthly self. I showed you through the legend of the life of the Master Jesus how you need to give me command of your whole being. Only when you have learned how to do this the way he did, can I reliably guide you from within the very core of your own being and protect you against all the wrong enticements and influences that will ever come your way. If all that sounds far too difficult for you, do not be discouraged. All will be always be well in the end for those who put their small and easily frightened earthly self trustingly into my hands and courageously venture forth. I am waiting for the inner call of each one of you to help you overcome and rise above the pull of the desires of your earthly nature. Nail its doubts and fears to the cross of earth, your earthly existence, and rest safely in the knowledge that I, your God self and divine consciousness, am with you at all times. Whatever tests and trials may come your way, trust that with my help all crooked corners can be made straight and all conditions, even your most difficult relationships, healed. I dwell in your heart, listen to it, follow its desires, and let me guide you into finding the special task you have come to carry out in your present lifetime. You have been granted the gift of another lifetime to help you bring forth the very best from within you. You are on the earth not to endure endless misery and suffering, but to finally wake up so that by fulfilling your highest potential you may find genuine and everlasting happiness and joy. To help you with this task, appoint me and the angels. And before sending your future wishes out into the universe, go within and consult with me. Let my laws be your guide, they apply to life on all its levels, and the law of gravity is an extension of the law of karma. Spiritually, you are just like any juggler on the earth plane, who can only catch that which was sent up in the first place. For as long as your wishes are still of a selfish nature, your desires may sometimes rebound on you with surprisingly harsh results. This is not intended to be some kind of punishment, but you better pay attention and learn from the experience to be more careful when next time you wish for something. All problems can be avoided by listening within. When you follow the small still voice of your consciences, my voice, and allow only good dreams and wishes of love and light to flow from your heart into the heart of the universe. Like stars, send them up to the highest heavens, so that they may bring more of the same back to you. Listen to your heart and trust its desires. The heart knows which dreams and wishes are worth pursuing and which ones are not. Do your best, so the angels and I can do the rest. Sailing the great ocean of life, as you know by now, desire is at the basis of all life, and the energies of the planet Mars are the pure creative/spiritual/sexual ones that fuel all your desires. As you know, there are a great many. In the first sign of the zodiac, Aries, human souls come into being and all their desires and interests are still focused on themselves. They are propelled into life by the desire to build themselves an earthly personality that will help them to carve out a niche for themselves and maintain it. In the second sign, Taurus, the desire for all the good things of the earth and especially earthly possessions are explored. In the third sign, Gemini, the soul concentrates this precious energy onto developing its abilities to communicate. In the fourth sign, Cancer, it learns the value of home, mother and tradition. In the fifth sign, Leo, it becomes aware of itself and its own creative powers. And so forth. It is good and right that the human earthly self wants the things of the earth, but once you have woken up from our spiritual slumbers, you need to learn how to rise above and overcome them. At first, the temptations of your earthly nature will continue for some time to rise from your inner self. However, the more you recognize them for what they truly are, that is, tests and trials that are meant to help you grow, the easier you will find it to resist them. Your present existence is meant to teach you mastery over its lower planes. To achieve this, your spirit has to take charge and learn to ride the earthly nature, instead of being ridden by it. Your mind and your physical body are like a ship, with whose help you are sailing the great ocean of life. You, the inner self, are the captain and you are in charge. You are responsible for all parts of your being and you are in this life to gain supreme control over them. Every night before going to sleep and at the end of your present lifetime, let my wisdom be the pole star by which you steer your vessel back home into the safe harbor of the oneness with me. You are the center of your own universe and you are also the center of my life. All my love, wisdom and power that is reflected in the whole of my creation is also in you. Lay your hand trustingly in mine and I will show you how to use all these inner resources wisely. Your earthly self is filled with doubts and fears. When they come to trouble you and threaten to overwhelm you, turn towards me, your God self and divine consciousness. I am with you always and will help you overcome all adversaries, even the worst one, your small earthly self. Many of the ghosts and the shadows from your past are still waiting to be released and the wounds of all lifetimes healed. Whenever you are in trouble of any kind, call upon me and I will show you the way. Walk hand in hand with the angels and me once again, so I can teach you how to do your share of blessing and healing, saving and redeeming yourself, your world and everything that is in it. I love you all and I bless each one. It may surprise you to hear that I am longing as much as you are for the moment when all my children of the earth can receive and comprehend my whole truth. During the spiritual infancy of your race this was impossible, as much of the knowledge you are receiving now would have frightened you to death in those days. That is why I only small part of my truth were given through the teachers I sent to your world from time to time. When you look back, you will be able to see for yourself how, as humankind slowly progressed on the evolutionary spiral, every so often another instructor appeared to relate to you the same story in a somewhat different manner. This is how I gradually revealed more and more of my truth to you and your world. By the Jesus legend appeared, many of you had grown into their spiritual adolescence. Through the stories of Jesus' birth and life, some essential parts of my full truth were seeded into the consciousness of your world. Having reached spiritual adulthood, ever more of can grasp their underlying esoteric meaning. Your understanding of these concepts shows the angels and me whether an individual is ready to be taught, guided and protected by me, the living God within. Religions and belief systems. By taking a closer look at all the religions and belief systems your world has ever known, it becomes possible to recognize how each of their teachings was always a miniature version of the great cosmic truths of my being. If you scrutinize each one sufficiently, you will notice that all the stories, myths and legends I gave to your world unfailingly contained some nuggets of my truth. Such a small amount had to do for the spiritual infancy, toddlerhood and adolescence of your race, but now that you have matured into adulthood you are ready to grasp my whole truth. Each tale was given by me and was in its time presented in a form that would increase the amount of my wisdom that already existed in the consciousness of the people of any given race, through whom the various stories and legends came into being. This is how it came about that all religions and philosophies your world has ever seen did indeed contain parts of my truth. Yet, on its own each one had to remain a fragment which could only make a limited amount of sense. As pointed out before, all matters of faith on your present level of life have always presented you with something like a giant jigsaw puzzle. Only when finally all pieces have been joined together can the full picture of my truth emerge, the way it is doing now for those who are reading this. At long last the pieces of the puzzle are falling into place and magically the spiritual life of your world reveals itself as one whole structure that indeed has shape, purpose and meaning. To help you gain a deeper understanding of the spirit that moves and works behind all form, including your own, I am constantly pouring ever more of my wisdom into your individual and collective consciousness. The information you receive is not merely intended for a selected few, it is for all who are ready to act as channels of my truth, so it can be transmitted into your world. The age of Aquarius is with you now and ever more are reconnecting with the awareness of their divinity and immortality. However, the advanced knowledge you are now finding presents you with responsibilities and the obligation of acting on it, as best you know how to. Your world is rapidly changing and so is everything in it. Imperceptibly, you are moving towards the time when all will happily and willingly give of their best and live together in peace, harmony and friendship. But such a gift will not drop like manna from the heavens, each must do their share of bringing it into being. Through St. John 13:34 I told you, a new commandment I give you, that you love one another, just as I have loved you, that you also love one another. It is not surprising that this quote has often been misinterpreted, because when it first appeared your race still suffered from a severely limited understanding of the true nature of love. The degree to which my inspiration can flow will always be restricted by the writer's present level of awareness. All writing is basically of an autobiographical nature. It cannot be any other way, as each one of you can only view life and talk about it from your own personal perception and the level of awareness your soul has reached. St. John's teachings, as well as all others contained in the Bible and also in other spiritual publications, are no exceptions to this. John's teachings were limited, not by his own spiritual vision, but by the limitations of the souls they were written for and their spiritual awareness and comprehension at that time. Now that you are returning into the awareness that love is your true nature and the source of your being, you need to know that love that seeks to command or possess in truth is not love, at all. It is an expression of your small and frightened earthly self that tries to cling, with all its might, to whatever it loves, or rather believes it loves. What many on the earth plane consider to be love is nothing of the kind. You are there to learn how to love my way, and that means loving for love's own sake, totally and unconditionally, without expecting or asking anything in return. There will come a time on the earth when all will have learned to love this way and thus be true to their divine nature and worthy of being called my children. My love does not try to dominate or possess anyone. It never makes prisoners of others, instead it has the well-being of the loved one at heart. That is why I have set each one of you free to live your own lives, so each can learn from their own experiences and freely made their own choices. Whenever love comes your way, accept it gratefully and return it to its sender as best you know how to. Always remember never to make a prisoner of anyone. Set the other one free, safe in the knowledge that if there is love between the two of you, it cannot die and will always return to you. Loving this way never forces anyone, instead it invites the other one in. That is how I love you all, each one of you. Do not cling onto anything you love in the life I have given to you. Be aware that as one door in your life closes, another one is sure to open. By acting upon this knowledge and letting go whenever the time for doing so has come, you can save yourselves much suffering. Part 6, Blessed to the Poor in Spirit. In the course of the past 2000 years, many of the higher esoteric meanings of the wisdom I brought to your world through the Jesus legend have been misunderstood and misinterpreted, some were lost altogether. To spread my messages, translations from one language to another became necessary. It was inevitable that many distortions crept in. Matthew 5:3 is as good an example of this as any. Some Bible versions present it as, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. In recent times, there came to your world a new translation of the Bible that is based on the Peshitta, the original ancient Eastern texts in the Aramaic language, which the Master spoke. This Bible tells a different story. The same text has been translated to mean, Blessed are the humble, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. In my eyes, the truly poor in spirit are not souls who give away all their earthly possessions. To renounce them altogether is as wrong as getting lost in them. The point of balance, as always, lies halfway between these two extremes. It is true that you are still in this world, even when you already know that you are not of it, namely when you have found your true home. You are on the physical plane of life to awaken to the fact that your earthly possessions, including the body you are living in, are imbued with my divine essence, the same as everything else in the whole of creation. The atoms of everything that is in the created world, not merely the one you live in, are held together by my will. Without it, no material manifestations are possible. Everything that is in your possession has merely been given into your care temporarily and is on loan only. Even the body you live in is not your own, neither is anything else. The only thing that truly belongs to you is your consciousness. Therefore, take good care of it and ensure that it grows and expands, for that is what you are here for. Your soul is always trying to communicate with you through the very cells of your physical body. And whenever there is an illness or a disease of your soul somewhere within you and you fail to pay attention to it, given time it will manifest itself on the outer level. Illness, pain and discomfort of any kind are always signs that some part of you is suffering, it is ill at ease and crying out for help. The gift of another lifetime has been given to you so that you can learn how to deal with everything that is in your life, in spiritually responsible ways. You are constantly tested as to how much wisdom you have gained thus far. Only through experiencing firsthand what a burden an excess of material possessions becomes with time, is it possible for any one of you to learn the value of fewer of them. Avoid the temptation of looking upon individuals, groups and whole societies who are still chasing after ever more earthly goods, as if they were suffering from a type of mental disorder. In my eyes, the over-materialism of your world never has been nor will be some kind of madness. Whenever you see it around you, remind yourself that life itself is teaching the souls of those involved the invaluable lesson of recognizing the true value of material possessions. If you have already mastered this, rejoice and leave others to their learning. Move on to that which is now required from you and recognize that what you are seeing around you in itself is your very own test. Your next lesson consists of learning to grow more tolerant towards souls who are still struggling with integrating the lesson you are fortunate enough to have learned already. You are all in this earthly life to simultaneously act as teachers and pupils to each other. Do not forget that actions speak louder than words and that the best way of teaching anyone is by living as a good example. This you do when you can be seen as a keeper and guardian of the earth who recycles and who does not overconsume. Whenever an opportunity arises, do what you can to help those who are poor in spirit, so that they too may come into their awakening, for truly deprived are only those who have not yet found their way back home to me. They do not yet know that they have a highest and God self, who is waiting to be called upon to protect and guide them, from within their own being. They deserve your compassion because they, like you until recently, have forgotten that they are one with me. Unaware that I am with them always and that it is their birthright, the same as anyone else's, to return into this blissful state, they are likely to suffer intensely, the way you did before waking up. Never sit in judgment over anyone, I alone know every soul's karma and the lessons each one has come to integrate, during any given lifetime. Blessed are the pure in heart, in St. Matthew 5-8 I told you, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. They shall see me in all life unto them everything in it is a holy sacrifice, because they recognize it as a gift from me. When your heart has been sufficiently purified and you can see for yourself that I truly am in everything and everyone, you realize that this never was an empty promise. In that blessed state you will no longer look down upon the poor ones, but show them tolerance, compassion, kindness and love instead. Find the same also for yourself, as you look back at the past and the times you were still struggling with learning to trust that I could help you rise above your deepest and gloomiest existential fears. Remind yourself frequently that the poor ones you encounter cannot yet recognize that they themselves have created their own suffering, if not in this lifetime then in another. Upon meeting someone who is still walking in the dark shadows of the same ignorance which you may have left behind only recently, remember what a cold, lonely and threatening existence the valley of not knowing is. This more than anything will make you want to reach out to them, take them to your heart and love them all the more because of what their present ordeal. If such poor ones are willing to listen, reassure them that I am always with each one of you, and that the more intensely anyone suffers, the closer my angels and I draw. Tell them that because we love each one of you, we never interfere with anyone and that unless someone asks for our help, we remain in the background, quietly observing, yet, guiding and protecting, that no one is ever left on their own on the earth plane, and that wherever there is suffering, we always bring comfort and special blessings. Help the poor ones to begin to store spiritual riches by drawing their attention to the fact that everything in their life is part of the lessons they have come to learn, during this lifetime. They too need to know that the events and the people they draw into their orbit are mostly determined by the karma they created, either in this lifetime or another. Point out to them that they too have been given freedom of choice, but that this is limited to choosing how they wish to react to any given situation, that is all. It is the task of all awakened ones to patiently, gently and lovingly try to show anyone who is suffering the way towards their own inner light, where the answers to all their questions can be found. When something is troubling a slumbering one, tell them that my help will not come to anyone, unless it has been asked for. Whenever an opportunity arises, take sisters and brothers to the water but be careful never to push anyone's head into it. Those who are unready will not thank you for this and you could be doing more harm than good that way. When they have learned their lessons and finally wake up, as everybody does in the end, they too shall be rich in spirit and able to share their wealth with others, the way you are doing now. To him who has, it shall be given, in St. Matthew 25 hours 29 minutes I told you, for to him who has, it shall be given, and it shall increase to him. But he who has not, even that which he has shall be taken from him. The sages of your world have puzzled over the meaning of these words ever since they first appeared, and for centuries human beings have asked themselves, how could any higher authority act as unfairly as that? All along I have been trying to tell your world through this teaching, and I am repeating it now, that these words do not refer to material belongings but spiritual ones. Through misunderstandings like this one, many false beliefs took root in the consciousness of humankind. For as long as you still believe them to be true, you will be one of those who is poor in spirit. As convictions of this nature seriously get into the way of your personal and collective development, at some stage they have to be taken from you again. Through the experiences of great need and suffering like wars, famine, pestilence and other traumatic times, people lose what little faith they may ever have had that a benevolent higher authority exists, who will send someone to rescue them. The end result is a total loss of faith in everything. This is a good state, because it eventually leads the human soul to a search for truth. It starts asking itself, if that wasn't the truth, then what is? The small still voice of conscience, my voice, from within nudges and urges you on, there's got to be something else, something or someone to save me and my world. But who, what and where? And when you start looking and ask that truth be shown to you, you do find and you will be given what you ask for. After having taken possession of those first spiritual belongings, knowledge, you will be given ever more. And if you humbly ask to be shown God, there will eventually come to you the glorious realization, I am in God and God is in me. This is great, I am God and I am the one who has to save myself and my world. My highest self will help me. Coming home into the awareness that you are spirit and an integral part of me, the eternal great spirit, the Father, Mother of all life, you find a fresh way of looking at yourself and the life you are in. Through listening to me, your inner teacher, you are moving on to a different level of consciousness and I can now show you the areas of your life in which you need to make changes. At the same time, you will be ready to help others to view their life from a different perspective. They too can then recognize that they cannot continue to live they once did. You will soon be able to see for yourself how the inner changes you are making reflect themselves in the people around you. Take note of how as you alter something inside yourself, Others unconsciously respond to you by doing the same, thus you can all help each other to wake up to your true nature. When the ones around you later take their turn at helping others in their environment with their awakening, ever more are coming home. Through this process, your world is constantly transforming itself. This evolutionary development, in earthly terms, takes up a lot of time and is by no means something new but has been happening in your world all along. About time, rays of wisdom, the universal Christ speaks to us and our world, refuse to think of time in the earthly sense. Consider only the timelessness of eternity and look at life from the viewpoint of your highest immortal self, me. Know that everything that happens in your world rests safely in my hands and is part of the great plan of spiritualization and bringing forth the self-realization that enables you to recognize yourself as part of me and me as part of you, that in fact you yourselves are God. This process involves you as individuals as much as your planet. Fields of exploration and adventures await you that so far lie beyond the reach of your wildest dreams. Rest assured that everything will be for your highest good and greatest joy. Good is the ultimate goal of all life. True and lasting happiness and great miracles and wonders are in store for each one of you in the conscious reunion with me and the returning home into my loving embrace. Your planet is the only place where the concept of time exists. In truth, it is always now. There is no tomorrow and no yesterday. They are merely ideas that have been created especially for your world, to assist you with setting boundaries and giving structure and shape to your earthly sojourn. Know that you are in eternity and that eternity is now, that attitude is everything and that there is no need for you to worry about tomorrow. All you will ever have is your present moment, and every new one of them will always bring fresh learning opportunities for those who are ready to take advantage of them. Let tomorrow take care of itself. If they so wish, let others worry about it but refuse to join them. Because on the inner level all life is one, when one of you changes their attitudes and thinking patterns, everybody else changes with them. If you are familiar with spreadsheets, think of humankind and your whole world as a gigantic one of these. Now, change one figure, imagine that this figure is you. And watch the effect tripling through all the others, the rest of humankind and everything else in your world. See how they are all changing, it's pure magic. The world you are inhabiting is a wondrous place. Alas, to unaware souls who are as yet unable to look beyond the ends of their noses and below life's surface to perceive how I, the living spirit, am at work throughout all life. The insecurity of the earth plane can be very frightening. Rest assured that nothing can manifest itself in your environment unless it has first happened on the inner level of life. As a result, each time one of you consciously changes their inner perception and attitude towards life, your whole world follows suit. And when you save and redeem yourself through in thoughts, words and actions, your world is saved and redeemed with you. The religion of the new age, the religion of the new age. Rays of wisdom, the universal Christ now speaks to us and our world, my dear children of the earth, for you there is every reason for rejoicing and being optimistic. The mass of spiritual information that by now has become available to you and the great interest it is finding is living proof of how the collective consciousness of your race and world is ever more opening up and expanding. As pointed out earlier, to your small earthly minds all matters of faith that were ever presented to those on the earth plane by its very nature had to remain one giant jigsaw puzzle. Now the time has come for joining its pieces together, so that a full and clear picture of my truth can emerge. This is happening now. The sections of the mystery are falling into place and magically the spiritual life of your world as one whole structure becomes visible. Even to many earthly eyes it takes on shape and meaning. There is no reason for looking down your noses on humankind's spiritual perceptions of the past. They all contained some grains of my wisdom and truth and in their time made a valuable contribution to the evolution of your race. Fill your hearts with gladness, for your world has reached the converging point of all its philosophies. You will gradually be able to see for yourselves how each one in its own right, and then all of them together, were never intended to be more than a means of showing you the way back home into your true nature and the oneness with me and all life and life forms. As it was in the beginning, so it will ever be.